When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent for Friday, July 23rd, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry, Dr. Mike O'Neill, simply the best dentist that there is. If you're in Indianapolis and you need a dentist, you call Dr. Mike O'Neill. That's the way things work. 317-849-2933. Let's talk about sports, shall we? First, we're going to talk about the Indianapolis Colts and the NFL and what the NFL did yesterday and how it could affect the Indianapolis Colts. And we're going to talk about the Chicago Cubs. We're at the corner of Clark and Addison, 1060 West Addison. That's the home of the Chicago Cubs, the site of Wrigley Field since, 1914 when it was Wegman Park, right? But when you're in Chicago, you got to come up here, right? I used to live six blocks south of here. It's like coming home. Coming back to Wrigley Field, although it looks a hell of a lot different than it did 30, 40, 50 years ago. 50 years ago, this place was kind of an urban, gritty place. And now, there's nothing gritty about Wrigley Field. And frankly, there's nothing gritty about the Chicago Cubs. But let's talk about the vaccine protocols of the NFL and what the NFL did yesterday, which is really, really interesting because the NFL wants its players vaccinated. So they're going to use every trick in the book, every lever available to them in the collective bargaining agreement, they are going to access to try to prod players into going out and getting the vaccine. The Colts, one of the teams with the lowest level of vaccinations in the NFL. Some NFL teams, over 85%. The Colts, at least as of a couple of days ago, not to 50% yet. One of the lowest rates in the NFL, like I said. So what the NFL did yesterday, they are saying that if a game cannot be made up and there's an outbreak that causes the cancellation of the game, the team that causes that cancellation, the team with the outbreak is going to get a forfeit. The opposing team is going to get the win and the players are not going to be paid. So like to rookies are going to lose if there's a game check that's forfeited, like $30,000. Big deal to a rookie. But what's a really big deal is Carson Wentz losing $1.5 million because he's scheduled to make $24 million this year, or right around $24 million. T.Y. Hilton is getting paid about $10 million. That means that a game check to him is worth $500,000. You don't think those veterans are going to put their arms around the rookies and say, hey, look, Rook, you got to put the needle in your arm. Sorry, bud. But this is the way it is, and if you don't do it, we're going to have a problem. And the rookies are going to comply. Do you think that the team, and this is cool with the teams, they don't want a disruption in the season. They don't want problems. They don't want games to be canceled. They don't want to forfeit their checks from the media because they couldn't produce a product that they are contractually obliged to produce. And so, as time moves forward, you can bet that the NFL has game planned all of this in corporate meetings, calls with owners, where they've made the decision, here is what we are going to do, and here is the leverage we can bring to bear to make certain that players do get their vaccinations. I get it. You know what? There are going to be limited instances where vaccinations take a toll on an individual. But for the collective good, for the societal good, there's only one answer, and that's getting the vaccine. That's the only thing that makes sense from a collective perspective. There might be people who can't get it, who have a medical reason not to get it. Totally understand that. The reason I got vaccinated is I don't want to infect anyone else. It's not about a concern for my own health. It's that I want to return to normal life, and I don't want to be responsible for infecting somebody if somehow I contract COVID-19. It's that simple. I'm not necessarily like this altruistic and generous guy. In every part of my life, I don't reflect that. So I'm not saying, hey, you know, St. Kent, thinking about others. But I don't understand how you don't think about others as you make this decision. So there you go. Yeah, no kidding. Well, you know what? I don't know that Ricketts did that originally. This may have been a Tribune Company sale, putting Toyota on the bottom. They used to have the ribbon down there, the white ribbon, you know, Diamondbacks tonight, 7 o'clock, whatever. Now it's Toyota. But you want to see how this place has kind of been hoarded out? We'll take a little walk, Shimbo, and I'll show you what that looks like, all right? The Cubs, they're in the process of trading everybody. They're going to trade Chris Bryant. They're going to trade Craig Kimbrell. They're going to trade Anthony Rizzo. They're going to trade Javi Baez because they've got to restock that farm system. And these guys are going to be free agents. So they have limited value to the Cubs right now because the Cubs are no longer in the National League Central race nor in the wild card race. They sure don't need a closer. Kimbrell is going to leave as a free agent anyway after the season. So why wouldn't you deal him and get some prospects back like the Yankees did, even if you want to bring him back? You can do what the Yankees did in 2016. You trade Aroldis Chapman for Gleyber Torres. You've got your starting shortstop or second baseman for the next generation. And you re-sign Chapman at the end of the season. So more Toyota signage on this thing and a Toyota car that's encased in, I would suspect, bulletproof glass. You've got a lot of signage for Gallagher. You'll see more of that as we move around. You know what? Not as hoard out as I thought it was going to be around here. I haven't been here since they opened up the Hotel Zachary, which is right across Clark Street. That's a Hotel Zachary. And then you've got Gallagher Way. Evidently, this is some kind of insurance company. It's also my mother's maiden name. So, and Clark the Bear, or Clark the Cub, Clark the mascot guy, that's my father's first name. So I don't know whether they've been auditing my social media to try to figure out ways to annoy me as they tear this team down to the studs and suddenly become what they've always been, an annoyance to me, and then have my family's names kind of strewn about in this place. I'm not sure whether they went about doing that on purpose, but they certainly have done that. And, this is the, when Jim Henry worked here, the Cubs offices used to be right over there. And when Jim Henry was the general manager, I didn't like Jim Henry. I thought he did a bad job, and I sent moving boxes to his office when he was here. Sent like 7 or 8 U-Haul boxes, big, large ones, and with a note, good luck with your move. The U-Haul guy who was delivering them called me and said, hey, I can't find this place. 1060 West Addison, where is it? I said, it's Wrigley Field, for the love of God. What kind of Chicagoan are you? The offices face Clark Street. So trying to send Jim Henry a message in a way that even somebody as obtuse as Jim Henry would figure out what we were talking about and what end result we wanted and when we wanted it as he was here, because he made trades that were insane. That trade with the Rays to get Matt Garza, gave up half the farm system, Chris Archer, guys like that, you know, not bright. Anyway, that was the last time I tried to take matters into my own hands with the Chicago Cubs and cause a radical change in their management. I don't mind Jed Hoyer so far, but he better get some returned on Bryant, Rizzo, Kimbrel, and Baez if he's going to deal these guys, because they played for a world champion here, and that hadn't happened since 1908. And that's serious business to me. And those are serious guys. And you look back at the Cubs of the 30s, right? At least I do. And you see guys like, you know, Billy Jurgis and Billy Herman. And there are a lot of guys who played 32, 35, 38, all went to the World Series and won the National League pennant. And they kind of got dealt in advance of World War II and kind of for peanuts. And that's what sort of caused the demise of the Cubs for a period of time. Yeah, they went to the World Series again in 1945, but that in large part was due to the depletion of talent in Major League Baseball because of World War II. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we, on this utterly gorgeous day in the Windy City, Chicago. You know, it's not called the Windy City because it's windy here. It's called the Windy City. Maybe it remained the Windy City because people think it's windy here. But it was called that because people from Chicago were said to be full of wind. A lot of salespeople were based in Chicago over the last century. And it was called the Windy City for them, not because of the weather. So there you go. Well, you know, I mean, there's some truth to that. It was fun to look ahead and wonder if it was ever going to happen. And then when it did happen, there was a big emotional release. I sat at Fat Dan's when the Cubs beat the Dodgers to earn a spot in the World Series, and I wept at the bar for 20 minutes, uncontrollably, embarrassingly, sat and cried with my head in my hands, tears streaming down my face, and I'm not that guy. I can count maybe three times in the last 25 years that I've cried, and I've never cried like that. Ever. I think that was me crying because my dad had died 14 years before. I think finally it was release of that energy, for goodness sake. So, people reporting for work. Game time, not for what, 10 hours? But by God, look at this. They got the bandstand already set, for God's sake. I guess it's a day-long celebration when the Cubs play the Diamondbacks here. Birthdays, Jim Wiseman, happy birthday. Donna Wilson Roberts, Crystal Moss, happy birthday. The great Pete Meisel, whose comments you read often on this thread. Laura Stocky, happy birthday. Diane Steinert, celebrating a birthday. Christopher Weiss, happy birthday. John Dimmick, happy birthday. Dina Stroud Shelton, happy birthday. And Ken Charles, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. You know what? How about lifting each other rather than depressing each other, rather than making somebody miserable? How about making somebody happy? Is that hard? Is that a tough concept? I don't think it's a tough concept. Monday morning, breakfast with Kent. We're taking the afternoon off. We're strolling around Chicago. I'm going to go help my mom out with some stuff in the western suburbs. Cannot wait. It's a great day in the Windy City. Great day in the Indy City. How about that? We'll talk to you Monday morning.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.